Brian Bulaga went through all the individual work. Looked good. Had a chance to observe him. I will evaluate him tomorrow on the Friday morning doctor evaluations and see where he is.
What do you need to see out of him to kind of give you confidence?
Really, how he responds to the work today. There was padded work, so the individual work in itself. Gotta love Grant, don't you? But he needs to stay away from Grant. That's what he needs to do. But we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
Mike, do you have a better feeling now for what's going on with Finley's knee?
Yes, Jermichael. He's it's a long season. First time going through the full season. Coming off of a major injury last year, we had a chance to visit today and really. Get between the training staff, myself, and Jermichael, just get on the same page. He was limited today. He'll be evaluated tomorrow, and if he keeps progressing, he'll be limited again tomorrow. So that's our plan.
Does he just need to be a little more communicative with you?
It's breakdown in communication, and, we're all part of that responsibility. So things like that usually get worked out, because players do have other resources, as far as what they do to take care of their bodies. So, that's been part of our profession for quite some time. So we just need to do a better job of all of us getting on the same page.
In a perfect world, would it be nice to have your regular starting line, your week one guys out there for a while on Sunday with, Clifton, Lang, all the way through to Bulaga, would it be nice to get all those guys together, or is that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's always, good to have players that you believe that, or your starters when you started the season. But, I mean, this is really, I don't think our situation is any different than most teams in the league. So it's important that we get these guys healthy. And I know Brian's chomping at the bit. There is some resistance from the medical staff. So we'll see how he is tomorrow. Well, the health aspect of your football team, you can't dodge it. You have to go play games. You have 53. I think people try to talk about this game like it's a preseason. It's not even in the same realm. You're dealing with just from a number standpoint. So, and it's a professional regular season football game. It's played differently than preseason games. So the Lions are playing for something. We're playing for something. We're playing to sweep our division for the first time. So our 46 players need to go out and play like they always have. And you hope you're blessed by the hand of God and no one gets hurt. I mean, it's injuries are part of the game, and hopefully we can avoid them this week.
Like if Chad is able to play and looks like himself, are you going to have to kind of give some serious thought to which way you want to go once the playoffs start? Left tackle, given the way Marshall stepped in for you?
I think really the open week will answer all those questions. We have an opportunity for Chad to practice tomorrow. I'm anticipated to play in the game. And we'll evaluate that. We'll have the opportunity to work during the open week. So we have time to get a clear picture of how we're going to line up for the divisional playoff.
Kind of still searching a little bit at right outside linebacker. Are you kind of still not quite sure which way you want to go with that position, or is Eric still your starter?
Well, Eric Walden did not play the whole game last week. He probably will not play the whole game this week. So how that rotation breaks out, we're working different rotations this week. Don't really want to get into specifics of it, but others will play.
Does Frank look closer to himself now? I mean, he's kind of
I thought he did today. I thought it was, today's practices are always the closest indicator of what your team is going to look like on Sundays. So I thought, just from what I saw, I thought Frank had a good day, and it's just good to have him back out there. I mean, we've got a number of guys that need to play. He needs to get out there and play.
If Cobb can't go, where are you planning to go with a punt return?
Well, we'll wait. We'll really wait to expose that decision to Sunday. But, we're working the same guys we always have.
What have you seen in Detroit's defensive line in the last couple of weeks? The last time you played them, you had the incident with Sue as a passion, but sometimes too much after the whistle. What is your assessment of them where they are?
I mean, you know, you watch the video. They're really very talented group. They have a lot of depth. They do a good job rotating their defensive linemen in. I think they're disciplined in the techniques that they're asked to play with. So they play with a lot of high energy. So that's going to be one of the biggest, you know, challenges that we'll face as an offensive front, because they have the ability to roll, you know, six, seven, eight guys at you throughout four quarters.